This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women in the 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday, we have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Glad to be on board your ship, Captain.
Thank you very much, sir. Would you like to say the pledge with me?
I am ready.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
Of the United States of America. And to
and
the Republic,
for
which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I even hate to go there, but I have to because of what's going on here. We have a general by the name of Mark Milley who apparently went rogue on us, if you want to believe the book that was written called Peril by Mr. Woodward and Mr. Costa. Now, I understand that a copy of the book and a copy of the words that were going to be said by the quotes that were going to be used about General Milley were reviewed by him, and he gave them their approval to put it in the book. So we have to assume that this is correct.
Yeah, that's pretty typical. And Woodward, of course, is well-published and long-published. So, yeah, that is what he does, and that's what any professional publisher does. But of course, it also suggests the fact that Woodward was himself knowledgeable of what is a violation of the oath by Milley, and he was quiet about it. But that's a secondary to the egregious affront that Milley represents here. You know, I think for me and all those that have served and those that and many that currently serve, who took an oath to support and defend the United States Constitution, we are extraordinarily disconcerted to learn this. If it's true, and even if it's partially true, mm-hmm. and we have no reason to believe that it would not be, that oath by the Chairman of Joint Chief of Staff would be that oath would have been violated, and it does appear that it was. And it has a longer roots than that. If you got to remember, and sometimes we forget, that when that long ago it was revealed that in an email to Speaker Nancy Pelosi after the election in November of last year, Milley wrote to her and says, "Hey, Madam Speaker, You can't see me, but if you could, you would see the big smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he was referring to the election outcome of the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself is stunning because he was still serving President Donald Trump
mm-hmm.
at that time. But then for this to be revealed in peril by Woodward, for him to have called his counterpart in China
twice
twice
mm-hmm.
made not once but twice mm-hmm. two calls his counterpart in China, one assuring him not to worry that as long as he was chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, and I don't know who died made him president at that time, that nothing bad would happen and that he would keep President Trump under control.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that hasn't been talked about by a whole lot of folks, and that also included in the book, Peril, was that these phone calls, his counterpart in China, followed a phone call from Speaker Pelosi to Milley.
Yep.
After the January 6th, what she termed an insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And her fear, and it really was a selfish, it was not, she did not label it an insurrection against the government. She felt it was an insurrection against herself because that's the kind of narcissistic,
mm-hmm.
Self-centered individual that she is. Of course, she is, and her love child, Ocasio Cortez.
Yeah.
But not to get off track, but it would follow the phone call that she had with him saying that she was worried and concerned about President Trump having the nuclear codes and controlling nuclear weapons. And
yep.
This is, and then the phone calls followed that. Astounding. Stunning.
Yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
Well, at the very least, Colonel, and I did a little bit of checking with the Universal Code of Military Justice, I came up with Article 94, which is mutiny or sedition. I believe that this is a case of sedition. I do not think, though, that the JAG Corps is going to jump on this right away. Somebody's got to give them some guidance, and they got to turn these guys loose and say, okay, we got to do something here, and let's get it going, but... I don't know. I don't have any confidence in it. Do you?
I have none. But, you know, the military has become so highly politicized, and unfortunately that politicization is seeping down lower. Of course, yeah, you know, Colonel Vindman himself, who I believe was guilty of sedition.
Yes. Yep.
Check it out.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. We'll be back at the other side of the break with my friend, retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, talking about all sorts of things here. Going to talk about Anthony Blinken, too. You know, that little short guy. The Blinken. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Come on now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Roger B. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Roger P. We appreciate that. This portion of the program, my conversation with the retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and it's amazing how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it starts with Moss Care, and that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Check out the all-new Rogue. It's the hottest SUV in the market, and the interior of that Rogue is the same as a Murano right now. Got a lot of room in there. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you can dream of. Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage of that and upgrade your ride now. You're getting more for your vehicle than what you thought you were going to get. Don't forget, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue here in Tampa, and coming soon, another brand-new dealership to the north. I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. Love grand openings. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 taken off your vehicle. But you got to tell them that right off the bat. And if you don't do it, shame on you. All right, back to retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, Captain. I'm glad to be back with you on Insurrection Radio. I say, viva la insurrection.
Yeah.
Viva la insurrection.
Thank you, General Mark Milley, for that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, just to wrap this up, okay, I think we've established the fact for a case of Article 94 of being charged against them if they will do it.
Right, which we don't think will happen, but there is every indication that, as you indicated, sedition is at hand, and that certainly is something that's got to be addressed. And in your last segment, you talked about what he ought to do, which is come out and either affirm or deny what he said, but I'm not even so certain that that's even going to occur.
No. Now, Blinken, Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, sat before the House Arms the Foreign Affairs Committee, and then yesterday he was there with the Senate, and he was just drilled by the senators. A couple of Democrats went after him. I was surprised. And the Republicans all went after him. But Mitt Romney, of all the people to stand up and look like as if he was working for the good guys finally, Mitt Romney says to Blinken, he says, has the Taliban abandoned their sympathy for Al-Qaeda, the Haqqani network, or has that relationship been severed? Now, he answered back. He said the relationship has not been severed, and it's a very open question as to whether or not their views and the relationships have changed at all.
Yeah, and the fact that he couldn't definitively say that, there's such a disconnect between the intelligence that's been provided and that we know that they know and what they appear to say. But, you know, the backdrop of this, you're going to understand, everything that happens in Congress, particularly this Congress, is nothing but political theater. The American people largely have become awake as opposed to woke to that, and we become very skeptical that anything genuine will happen as a result of this, and that it's very little but theater because Congress has become subservient to the executive branch, in this case, the Biden administration, and that's a problem. But, yeah, Blinken's got... he's got essentially three problems. I think he was taken aback because he probably did not expect to get that from the likes of Mitt Romney. But he was taken aback in other things. Blinken has three problems. They came up a little bit in his House testimony on Monday, but for sure yesterday before the Senate. One, he said that he claimed that the administration had taken extraordinary effort to protect citizens. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Two, as an adjunct to the blame everything on Trump motif, he said, we were given a date, but we were given no plan, both of which are demonstrably false.
Yep.
The only thing they held on to was a date, which was conditionally based under the plan that was provided to them and ignored by President Trump administration.
Yep.
Third, when he was pressed on this, $64 million in aid to go to the Afghanistan people. And that has about as much credibility to say that they don't think that's going to be in the hands of the Taliban as to say that, well, the $88 million of United States military hardware will not get in the hands of the Taliban. Mm. Nobody believes that for a second.
No.
Unbelievable that he would actually say that, but he had to say it. Because they've said it before. They had to double and triple down on that. And I think that a fourth problem that Blinken had that Ted Cruz pressed him on was he pressed him on, did we or did you not provide names to the Taliban of the citizenry? And when pressed, he had to. And, of course, he stepped it back and he goes, well, when certain buses came to certain checkpoints, we had to provide them the names of the folks so they'd give free rein to them. But what he couldn't answer was, okay, well, given that, did that, in fact, serve the intent that you claim it had and allow all those people whose names were provided to clear through that checkpoint? He couldn't answer it because he didn't know it. And for all we know, many of the people on those names either were killed or will be killed, plain and simple.
Yeah.
That in itself, I believe, is sedition.
Yeah, and they did not ask, they did ask, and he really couldn't give them an answer. He wanted to know how many people were still there, and he says, well, about 100 Americans. He says, no, how many people altogether that have these SIV visas and the like are still there? And he said, oh, I don't know, maybe about 1,000. Well, come to find out later on, it's about 10,000 that are still there.
Yeah, as the Secretary of State, something for which he is preeminently responsible for, not know the answer. Well, he knew the answer in his head. He did.
Sure.
But he wasn't going to be straightforward about it. It's just deception and political theater. That's all it is. And as long as that's the case, and as long as the Democrats are running the Congress and the presidency, I don't think there's much faith amongst the American people that anything genuine will happen to right this ship of state.
Okay, here comes the fun part. California had a recall election last night, and unfortunately, Governor Gavin Newsom remains the governor. However, with 67% of the vote in, Newsom has 5.8 million. Elder has 3.2 million. That's a difference of 64%. I'm rounding off numbers to 36%. Again, rounding off numbers. So that's where we're at with that. But Larry Elder really didn't have much of a chance to begin with when he went in there, because all the money that Newsom had, the ads that he was already running before Elder even came along, that got him out there. But the message, I can't believe that the Republicans couldn't pick up and defend themselves on the message, especially coronavirus.
Yeah, that's amazing. That was a lead thing. But, I saw several interviews with voters or citizens of California, and I tell you, I think anybody with half a brain must have left California for Texas and Florida, because the interviews I've seen with the citizenry of California are not very comforting to the rest of the nation.
No.
And we should not be surprised at that outcome. It was expected. Many of us hoped and prayed for a different outcome. Wasn't to be. I don't think anybody could have done a better fight or would have been a better choice. But when a fellow like Larry Elder cannot make grounds of 3.2 versus 5.8 million, I was stunned to learn. I knew that Larry Elder had done pretty well for himself. He had been successful on the order of about $10 million. But I did not realize that Newsom himself, his personal wealth was so great, in addition to all the vast wealth that was provided to him by the Hollywood and the other limousine liberals.
70 million.
The wealth. Hard to overcome that.
Yeah, okay. You're going to stick around for an extra segment, and you hang in there, and I'll be right back with the Colonel. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We still got plenty of stuff to talk about here. We're going to finish talking about the California recall election. I got a little bit more info for you there on that one. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. California Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to turn back a recall effort. With about 67% of anticipated votes counted, no to the recall is leading 65 to 34%. Newsom becomes the second governor in the country's history to defeat an effort to remove him from office before the completion of his term. For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. And NBA players will not be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 when the new season starts in October. ESPN reporting that the NBA Players Association has refused to allow a vaccine mandate to be included in the league's COVID protocols and procedures. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know, the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law are under attack. Now's the time to rise up to protect conservative ideals. You can join me on Thursday, September the 23rd at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay to hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder as they're joined by our local friend Rebecca Walser from Walser Wealth. She's a Fox News contributor. And Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the Job Creators Network CEO, as they bring you the Small Business Back Tour. And it's to bring small business back tour is the name of it. Now, this will start on the 23rd at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay, which is just to the west side of the airport runway, right there on the water, 2900 Bayport Drive here in Tampa. And if you want to be there and you want to meet the star of the show, who is going to be giving a 20-minute speech to lead things off, he's going to be giving a policy speech while he's here. That would be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He'll be here, and he'll be coming up. I'll be coming on before he does, and then he'll be coming up after me. And I'm telling you, we can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Best governor in the country. Now, there's going to be a VIP reception from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., and the main event starts at 7:00, and goes to 9. Now, the tickets are still available, but they're going fast, especially for the VIP reception. They're almost all gone, so if you want to get in on that, you better hurry up and do it. And the main event tickets from 7 to 9, there's still a fair amount of supply of those, but not a lot. But again, you need to do it as soon as you can. Get your tickets today by going to the website, theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. One more time, theanswertampa.com. That's the Job Creators Network Bring Small Business Back Tour here in Tampa, the 23rd of September. All right, back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. And you're going to be there, right, sir?
I am, and I'm like you. I'm pretty excited about it, to be a part of that. That is quite a lineup, and right in my backyard. It's a must-go-to for me.
Well, I'm going to introduce you to some people that you haven't had an opportunity to meet, and when you're there, because I'm going to be in the VIP reception for a little while, then I'm going to come back out, and I'm going to be down amongst where the distributors will be down there, the exhibitors, there, I'll get it right, with their tables and their wares and whatnot, the people selling books and all that stuff. I'll be down there with them, and I'll probably see you there. Now, I want to mentioned the 5 different rules that California has that makes them separate from any other state in the country and pretty much guarantees the fact that they're never going to be, the Republicans are never going to be able to make an indent there until they do something about this. First of all, millions of illegal aliens are voting in California. Now, when they get their driver's licenses at the Department of Motor Vehicles, they're automatically registered to vote. And by law, no one is allowed to ask them if they're a citizen. That's crazy. Now, no one can ask them for valid ID. And that means, here we go, millions of illegal alien voters tip the scale because they're able to vote. Now, number 2, California sent out tens of millions of mail-in ballots, just like the Biden-Trump thing. Now, there's no way to know who's who because you can't ask them for any proof because there's no voter ID. By the way, there's no chain of custody. There's no signature verification. Do you believe that?
That's unbelievable. You know, Captain, it reminds me. Some years ago, I took a 6-week crash course in Hebrew before I went over for my 2-year assignment as the TRADOC liaison to the Israeli Defense Force in Israel.
Yep.
And one of my instructors, she was a civilian. At that time, she made the comment, she goes, you know, do you think California will ever separate from the United States of America? And at that time, I laughed. I thought, no, it's kind of not the way it works. But now, quite clearly over time, we do have the independent Republic of California. In fact, I might add the Democrat Republic of California, because it certainly is not part and parcel to the America that you and I know and love.
Yeah. Now, I got one of the things, or a couple of the things for you here to finish this out. The next thing that they do in California that you can't do anywhere else is California allows you to print out ballots on your home computer. Now, what's to stop you from printing 100, 500, 1,000, and putting a bunch of names on there and taking them in, since, by the way, they can't challenge, there's no voter ID, so they can't challenge you that way, and there's no signature verification, so they can't challenge you that way.
Amazing. Yeah, it's just, what could possibly go wrong with that? In fact, you got anybody with any intelligence knows that things can go wrong, but from a Democrat perspective, it's not a matter of it going wrong, it's a matter of it going right. As an insurance that the outcomes will always be what the Democratic Party wants them to be.
Right. And then California has ballot harvesting. Now, there are a couple of other states that have ballot harvesting, but not quite like California, because anyone can collect thousands of these fake ballots we've been talking about, fill them out, and hand them in. And the Democrats have absolutely perfected that art, a la Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
Yeah, I tell you, dude, there's one thing. If the Republicans take back the Congress, I think that that's got to be one of the first orders of business is to do some election reform, because there are some things. Yeah, you can leave states to do the things, but I think we've learned that to protect and defend the Constitution, there are some fundamental things, particularly when you're talking about national elections and elections for those that will serve national, saying that there are some things that have to be uniform and adhered to uniformly and all that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we need to take away everything about the powers of the states mm-hmm. to run elections on the things they need to.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear, and I think that the Republican Party and the Republicans in Congress should have taken charge, have woken up to that, and hopefully it'll be something that will be addressed should that outcome occur after the election next year.
And then finally, the actual ballots were designed with a flaw. You must fold the ballot to mail it in. Computers then scan the votes, often auto-cancel the name checked on the fold. Well, guess whose name was on the fold-out of the 46 candidates?
Imagine that.
Larry Elder.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the first guess doesn't count on that one.
Yep. So there you go. What a coincidence. But anyway, those are the five rules in California that they've got that separates them from any other state in the country, because any other state, that would be illegal. Now, I'm going to try to do something here because we don't have a lot of time. Okay, we're going to go to a caller. Ian, we've only got about maybe a minute.
Yeah, he just said, well, if the Republicans win in 2020 and take back Congress or whatever, they're not taking back nothing, okay? Now, I don't want to sound like a defeatist, but we do not have free and fair elections anymore in this country. Unless we go back to one man, one vote, on one day, with one ballot, there's not going to be no more free and fair elections. Oh, sure, there will be maybe for local offices, but not anything of any importance, because we are in a one-party Democratic state. And you also mentioned
we're not, they are.
Well, our entire system is a globalist controlled system, and we're nothing but a constituent. The United States of America, what's left of it.
Okay, well, you're going to run out of time. You're going to run out of time.
Okay, well, I'd like to run out of time.
Thank you, but I'm sorry, Ian, it's out of time. Okay, Colonel, once again, tell us how to find your Facebook page.
Well, it's the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and we're part of the state Republican Liberty Caucus. So if they Google Republican Liberty Caucus, I put out a newsletter. We got a Facebook page. Go to that. We have something going on every month, and we have statewide events often that are of note as well. So I invite people to check it out.
Yeah, I might have to figure out if I can get to one of these things again, because that was a great time there, that Saturday morning breakfast I went to.
If I can pull off what I wanted to do in October, I'll put out a special invite to you, because I think it'll be of interest to you, Matt.
Okay, very good. All right, well, Colonel, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, till next time, Captain. Thank you very much.
All right, God bless America. All right, that's Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, and we're going to be right back with Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback, and I'll tell you what, he's been a busy camper lately, too, with all the different things going on. A lot of different scams going on. My God. I keep getting phone calls from different government agencies that, you know, you see the phone number and it's Tennessee calling you or whatever. Well, this is so-and-so in Washington, D.C. Yeah. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Roger P. Give him a little love there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch final segment. I've got my pal Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, here with us. But I need to tell you that this segment is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam red, white, and blue in the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and gang in the store, and you can give her a call to set up an appointment for service at 941-922-2345. Number again, 941-922-2345. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Number again, 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, here he is, the consumer quarterback himself, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
I'll tell you what. I want to mention here, too, by the way, while I'm thinking about it. You've got a career fair coming up on Wednesday, October the 20th. Now, that's obviously next month, Wednesday, October the 20th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Largo Event Center, which is the old Minreg Hall, over at 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. Now, you can network, folks, with over 30 businesses looking to hire people as soon as possible. So if you're looking for a job, this is a career fair. Now, I'm going to be there, not to hire anybody, but just to be there and shake your hand and maybe give you something free that I've got with the radio show so that you can feel a little special about walking around there. Oh, by the way, maybe they might need a pen there. Brandon, I'll have pens for them and little pads that they can write on if they need to. How's that?
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate you doing that. And, you know, it's one of the things that we can do as citizens and local area business owners and consumer advocates and, you know, radio show hosts is to try to have these types of events to combat all the nonsense that's working counterproductive for people to have jobs and to have careers and employers are looking to hire. A lot of my expert contributors for my show, business owners, accounting executives, you know, contractors, they're looking to hire. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of challenges in that space. So we thought, hey, you know, let's put this together, kind of a public service to the community. And it's Tampa Bay's best career fair coming up, as you said, on the in October, just around the corner here on the 20th. It's Wednesday, October 20th. And it's just for a couple of hours, you know, 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to have a DJ there. We're going to have beverages, food and drinks, and some catered food. So it's going to be a good time. You know, it's kind of like a party, but you can also do some networking and hopefully find a job, maybe a new career there.
Now, I've been getting, and I'm sure a lot of people have too. Let me see. I'm going to try to pull one up here real quick. I've been getting emails and phone calls from supposed government agencies, and they're not government agencies. You look at some of the emails, and it's really stupid because the email will be something like number 4798 at usirs.gov. Okay? First of all, there's no such thing as usirs.gov, right?
Right.
And secondly, when you get a call from somebody, well, this is agent so-and-so and such, and we need to talk to you right away. There may have been an intrusion on your calendar, this, that, and the other. I mean, geez, give me a break. There's a lot of craziness going on, a lot of it.
Yeah, yep, and it comes in lots of different forms. It could be text messages. It could be phone voicemails. The emails, as you mentioned. One of the things, too, is whenever the phone rings, whenever I pick up and I notice that delay and then the person kind of picks up and starts speaking or says hello, and I can tell immediately that's a call center and that's just going to be a quick hang up and block and delete.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm doing a lot of that lately, too. But the people, my point behind even mentioning this is that people need to be extremely careful when somebody supposedly calls them from whatever or wherever. It just can't be.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to try to bait you in. You know, that giveaway is when they start asking for personal information, your social information, social security, those types of information that you don't want to give out, and it's ridiculous. And also, don't click on any links. If somebody text messages a link or they email you a link and say, hey, is this that item that you're still trying to sell on Facebook, or is this that house that you were looking to sell or rent, don't click the link because it's going to lead you to a path you don't want to go down.
Yeah. Now, something else that's going on here is title theft. One of my neighbors had someone come to their house with a moving van loaded with furniture and pulled up and knocked on the door, and, you know, they were surprised to see that they were still living in the house, and they had all this stuff there. And they said, you haven't moved yet? What do you mean, moved? Oh, well, we're the new owners. What do you mean you're the new owners? Well, we bought this house. We got the look. We got the bill of sale right here and all that stuff. And it was all done through stealing your title off the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, that can happen. And it's a complex, but simple thing that people can do. You know, I had this guy named Matt Cox on my show. He was on American Greed. He was on the, FBI or U.S. Marshals top 10 most wanted. What he does is he basically create these fake deeds. They record satisfactions of mortgages and essentially become the owner of your home without you knowing. Because there's a misconception that people would think, oh no, they would call me, somebody would call me. No, they don't call you. They just basically work behind the scenes. The title company pulls the title and they check, and if they've recorded these false documents, then they are the actual owner of the home. And it could be a major headache, a major mess. It's just like getting your identity theft, mm-hmm. but it's your home. So you got to be very careful, very diligent about that. Okay. There's solutions out there that we offer for that.
Okay, well, we've run out of time here, so I want you to give everybody your website and your phone number, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity, Captain. It's a Consumer Quarterback Show. I'm Brandon Rhymes, and you can reach me at 813-917-1894. Brandon Rhymes, 813-917-1894 is my direct dial and cell phone. And consumerqb.com is our website, consumerqb, like quarterback.com.
All right, we will talk to you next week, and have yourself a great day, Brandon.
Hey, you too, Captain. Thanks a lot. Take
Alrighty.
Care. Keep up good work, man.
Thank you. All right, that's the Consumer Quarterback, consumerqb.com. It's a website. Make sure you go over there and check him out. And by the way, he can help you wherever you're at. Don't be afraid to get a hold of him, consumerqb.com. Wherever you're at in the country, he can help you out and at least point you in the right direction, even though you might not be able to see him because he's in Tampa, Florida. But still, he can point you in the right direction so you can get stuff done. And that's what he does. That's what he does. Helps people. Helps people. Now, today, hard to say what is going to take place, what the lead story is going to be. There's so much going on here. General Milley, I believe, is going to still be at the very, very top of the list of what's going on there. He has to sit down and talk to somebody. He has to get this right, or else people are going to continue to believe that he is up to his eyeballs and alligators with this mix here, which, for all I know, he is. We don't know. But the fact of the matter is that you can't just, when they write a book about you and you start being specific about all the different things that you supposedly did, some of which, if not all of which, were illegal, some of which may have bordered on sedition or even treason for that matter, some people have talked about that, then you've got to come clean. You've got to hold a press conference and address the people. You can't just sit back and not say anything. This isn't going to work this time around. We'll see. We'll see. Now, will something be done because he is operating under the auspices of Joe Biden? I don't know. Will they throw him under the bus? I don't know that either, but we'll have to find out, won't we? Okay. The Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday Morning Edition is officially in the books. Don't forget, I have the loop on the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and just listen to the show that we just did, or you can wait for the podcast, which will be up in about an hour or so. I'll see you tonight, again, on the Radidio. Stay low. God bless.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables,
and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.